Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 18th. The town of Paonia is not alone in requesting that the upcoming oil and gas lease sale by the BLM be postponed. According to a press release, both Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and Governor John Hickenlooper wrote letters to the Colorado Bureau of Land Management last week expressing concerns about the pending December sale. Both the senator and the governor urged the BLM to defer the remaining parcels that have been requested for deferral by state and local communities. In the letters, Bennett and Hickenlooper reiterated local concerns from the state of Colorado, the town of Paonia, and Gunnison County, where citizens and agricultural organizations have expressed opposition to leasing in valued landscapes near their communities. Several lease parcels are located in greater sage-grouse habitat or would affect big game winter range and migration corridors. There are also concerns that the lease sales put water supplies, air quality, and existing economic opportunities at risk, particularly in the North Fork Valley. A new report shows that Colorado's safety net health centers are good for the state's health and economy. Eric Galatis has more.
Colorado's community health centers not only provide top-notch care, they're also boosting state and local economies. A report released today quantifies direct contributions, such as payroll and goods and services purchased from local businesses, as well as the economic ripple effects of those expenditures. Ross Brooks is the CEO of Mountain Family Health Centers, serving the I-70 Mountain Corridor and the Roaring Fork Valley.
There are 20 community health centers that serve as the healthcare home for close to 750,000 people. Those community health centers generate $1.2 billion in economic activity every year.
Building and remodeling projects at the health centers attract investment and other businesses to local communities, and the report also found that centers help attract and retain more residents. The centers contributed $177 million in total local, state, and federal tax revenue and brought $114 million in federal grants to Colorado. The state's community health centers put 5,300 Coloradans to work and provide career paths for doctors, dentists, nurses, professional frontline staff, and also IT techs and accountants. Pam McManus with Peak Vista Community Health Center says they provide critical workforce development through on-the-job training and formal certification programs.
And especially in our rural locations, we're considered a major employer, which has a significant impact. We always work to hire locally, and that's part of why we have training programs to help support the local economy.
Brooks adds that the centers help the state's overall economy in another way not documented in the report, by lowering health care costs. He says the secret sauce is prevention and primary care. In 2016, the health centers delivered comprehensive primary care to more than 1 in 8 Coloradans. Since then, that number has grown to 1 in 7. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Western State Colorado University in Gunnison recently unveiled plans to launch a new undergraduate program. As KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports, it's thanks to an unusually large donation.
The Paul M. Rady School of Computer Science and Engineering will be named after the 1978 Western graduate whose gift of $80 million marked the largest donation in the school's history and one of the largest donations in the history of Colorado public universities.
It's an unusual situation, and I'm not sure I've seen a lot like it, let's say.
Eric Kelderman is a senior reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education based in Washington, D.C.
Most of the colleges Western State size are not getting contributions to build a new program. Most of them are looking at declining enrollment, declining state appropriations, and are closing programs. So this will be an interesting experiment for them. If they get, say, new facilities, a whole bunch of new faculty for this program, will that be enough to attract people from outside the region to come to the area?
The program is in partnership with the University of Colorado Boulder, whereby students remain on campus at Western for 4 years, but are technically UC Boulder students for the latter two and will receive certificates from that school. Kelderman said this partnership suggests a better shot at success.
That will help, certainly, because CU Boulder has more resources to market, right, to students outside the region. You can advertise and say, hey, come to our campus and get your certificate here.
Western State Colorado University's president, Greg Salisbury, thinks the school's location is an asset.
We believe it can be a tech hub in a ski town. That's kind of the beauty of the combination of things coming together.
But the best thing going for the new computer science and engineering school is the sheer size of the donation. And for some context, $80 million is more than half of Western's total assets, including real estate and future buildings, as of last fiscal year.
This isn't pocket change. An $80 million infusion and a 75,000 square foot building allows Western to not just dip its toe in the water, but to jump in whole hog, if you will.
Salisbury says the new program aligns with the school's pledge to take a leading role in science, technology, engineering, and math, commonly referred to as the STEM field of education. That's part of a national trend that predicts 13% growth in computer-related jobs by 2026.
For the past decade, you've seen massive growth in STEM. And projecting forward, it looks as though there will be more of the same of that. PricewaterhouseCoopers, in their report on the state of technology, refers to the technological revolution really as the fourth industrial revolution. It is of that magnitude. Computer science and the related technologies are now forming the very fabric of virtually all industries. Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, data analytics, software engineering in particular, they are critical to be part of if you're going to be part of the future, quite bluntly. This is our opportunity to get on that train, and we're seizing it.
Salisbury specifically sees opportunity in the state of Colorado, where STEM-related jobs are in demand.
But it's fairly underrepresented with regard to computer-related education, so there's a delta there that needs to be filled.
All in all, President Salisbury is feeling pretty confident about the situation.
This is quite literally Western's greatest opportunity in its history to evolve into a serious force in education and technology.
The new Paul M. Rady School of Computer Science and Engineering is under construction at the southern entrance to campus at the corner of Adams Street and Georgia Avenue in Gunnison. Full disclosure, Western underwrites this station. For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.